Welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report podcast. Welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Maftcast. Did we actually decide that the... I haven't checked online recently. Are we officially changed to Maftcast?
Well, I think the vote was like 2-1.
Well, that's...
So thank you, loyal listeners. There are all three of you.
It still counts, though. Or do we want to have it on a longer vote?
Well, you'll note that I put a little asterisk on the note that said that it only mattered if we said it mattered.
Okay. Well,
if you want to put it up for another extra couple weeks or whatever, yeah, we can do that. Go vote, America.
Okay. Well, we can go with that intro this time. Well, today is a very special edition of our report since I'm reporting from Temple, which is located in Central Texas. So it's kind of a fun thing to do, I guess.
Now, I think that all our listeners have a question on their mind that they are dying to know.
Yes.
Namely, what time zone is Texas in?
Texas, the part of Texas that I am in, is in the Central time zone. Central time zone.
All right, well, that's it for this edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report Maft Pod. And
I'm Charlie Wallace.
No,
okay.
I'm kidding. All right. Okay. How is Texas?
Texas, it's not as bad as you might believe. Like, I thought there was going to be people walking around in cowboy hats and, you know, offending me all the time. But no, it's not true. Most people
well,
here
what
are
part
pretty
of
nice.
Texas are you in again?
Central Texas, where there ain't anywhere. It's pretty much...
Beep!
Yeah, I'll take care of that. Don't worry. Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's kind of boring here. It kind of sucks.
So but, exactly the sort of place you would want to get a job at.
Well, the job is good. The job is good, and you could live closer to, like, say, Austin if you wanted to. You just have to make more of a commute. But anyway, they set me up.
You know, Austin puts you closer to Amber, right?
Not if no one tells her. Then,
well,
as far as she knows,
she know
I'm
because
somewhere.
She's listening to this podcast, Mathcast, Mathpod.
She doesn't know about it. I doubt she didn't know about it. Does she? She doesn't
yeah,
know.
You're right.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, so they flew me down here, and then I got a rental car, and I got a hotel, and guess how many TVs are in my room?
Two.
It's a lucky guess, but yes, I can watch two different things at the same time.
So what have you been watching? Or is that not repeatable in polite society?
Nothing. I haven't had time to watch TV. Like, I got here last night, like, late, and then I had... to be an interview all day, and then now here I am.
So are there any exciting stories that you can tell us about this trip down to the great Texas?
No. Nothing I can tell you right now. Well, actually, I went to Arby's, and I was in line.
Have you tried the 5 for $7 combo now?
Yes, I have. That's what I had. Because I wanted a lot of food. And boy,
isn't
was it
delicious?
A lot of food. Well, yeah, it has to be. You have so many choices that you can make it delicious.
It's true. I also found that it's great if you only want a little food and you're with someone who wants a little food. You only spend, like, that much money.
That's true. Well, anyway, I was in Arby's and there was two women in front of me, two large women, who were each ordering their own, you know, pick 5 for $7. And they were being very unruly. And, saying their orders were getting mixed up and yelling at the people behind the counters that they were going too slow and that I guess these women needed to get fatter or something on a quicker schedule than they were allowing.
You're a typical Texas citizen.
I won't say that, but yes, they were definitely from Texas. Anyway, it's not a very interesting story, but it just I talked to the guy behind the counter about it afterward, and we were making fun of them. So, don't be unruly in Arby's because they'll talk about you once you left.
All right. Speaking of fast food, have you played? I'm probably a little bit behind the times here, but I guess there are Burger King and Xbox 360 games?
Like Sneak King?
Actually, exactly the one I was thinking of. I purchased it for a couple bucks, like literally $2 at GameStop the other day.
Nice. I think if originally at Burger King it was $5, so that's a pretty good deal. That's a 60% discount.
Mildly, it's definitely worth $2.
Just for the ridiculousness of sneaking around and giving people burgers or whatever it is you do.
Yeah, without being seen, because I guess otherwise they freak out, which is understandable.
But they don't freak out if they get the burger first because they're mesmerized by the burger, is that it?
Yeah, because they're the burger. They're more excited.
Just like real
life.
But
it's cool because, like, it's a timing thing. If you don't get there soon enough, they faint from hunger. So, like, they just collapse and little birds circle their head.
And then you lose?
No, you just move on to someone else. Hmm. I'm expecting that perhaps in later levels you have to not let a certain number of people collapse, but not yet.
Okay, at this point, you, and I can cut this out later, getting kind of a weird, like, tinny quality from you now. You sounded pretty good at the beginning.
Yeah, you sound like a robot now, honestly.
Yeah, you kind of do too. That's weird. But it's the connection here, because it's quote-unquote high speed, but I can tell it's a lot slower than normal. Well, anyway, we can pick up.
Live from Texas, it's the Robot Gobeski Wallace Report.
Well, we can, I'll have you listen to it later, and if you decide it's too obnoxious.
Honestly, on this end, it sounds kind of cool. We could call it, like, the Robot Report.
The Robot Wallace Report? Or the...
The Robot Report.
Except I'm not going to sound like a robot. Only you're going to sound like a robot on the recording.
Well, you sound like a robot to me, so...
That's...
Fine.
All right, good
it's
enough.
It's the Robobeski Wallace Report.
Okay, I like it.
We're keeping all this.
Wallace Report. Okay, so, yeah.
Also, anyway, I'd just like to close by saying that the best part about Sneak King is you get achievements, so everyone can see on Xbox Live that you've been playing Sneak King.
Is it required that every Xbox 360 game has achievements in it?
Don't know if it's required. I think they all do, though. Yeah.
Yeah, they also gave me two TVs in my room, but they gave me also a nuclear grain bar and some animal crackers. I thought I should say.
Great. So, people, I think, are wondering about that special guest that we mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they didn't show up. Oh, is there anyone else on Skype? Oh, I'm looking.
I don't think John's on. But, hold on. I can get a special guest.
Okay.
Jason!
Let's say Robobeski is a special guest. We don't normally hear him.
That's true, but I'd also like to introduce to you another special guest. This is a close personal robot friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm hand, thought of praise to Robo Jason King. Hey!
What up?
Hello again.
What up, Robo Jason?
Not much. It's Texas.
Texas is A-okay. My room has two TVs. I wanted to let you know that. So now you have context.
That's pretty cool.
So
it's pretty much the only thing he's excited about.
Pretty much. I mean, one of these days I'm going to buy two TVs and I'm never gonna leave my room.
All right. Well, that's all from Robo Jason.
And what a special guest he was.
All right. Well, I understand you have a plane to catch.
Yeah, I have to get up at 5 and then return my rental car, which I now realize the rental car place isn't going to be open that early in the morning, so I'm not sure how to do it. Have you ever returned a rental car?
No.
I might just drive up and then put the keys behind the desk or something. I don't know.
How can it not be a 24-hour place? We've got to have something.
Well, they probably have something. They don't. I know it's not staffed 24 hours because they had hours listed when I got there.
For the simple reason that people have flights early in the morning. Maybe were you just supposed to be prepared?
Yeah, maybe I was supposed to return it tonight or something stupid like that. I don't see that as being
Oops.
True. Yeah. Well, it's all right. And I lost one of the key cards to my room, so that's fun. I literally
That's a
opened.
charge.
I opened the door, walked in the room, put the key card somewhere, and I don't know where I put it. I know it's in the room because I used it to get in the room and then looked all over the room for it before I left the room again. Which I think is a very
Is it
special type
under
of
one
skill.
of the TVs?
I didn't lift the TVs. The TVs were fine where they were. But maybe it is. I don't know. It's like the only place I
Might
haven't
have slid
checked.
under there.
It's the only place I haven't checked, so.
All right. Well, I think that's about wraps it up for this edition of this special edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report
cast
transmission. Transmission. So from sunny East Lansing, this is Adam Gobeski saying good night.
And from Temple, Texas, this is Charlie Wallace saying
see you later. Woo!